other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Russia is encircled. More U.S. troops are massing in Ukraine and Georgia, bringing in armaments, threatening to run the blockade with Ukrainian ships into Georgia to resupply with more high-tech weapons to shoot down Russian helicopters and engage their tanks. The Russians have pulled back or saying, please don't attack us anymore. We'll be forced to use nuclear weapons. NATO has its own preemptive doctrine. We're matching your doctrine. The head of the Russian military said this has not been our doctrine. We have adopted a concept of preemption, he says, noting that it was previously not part of Russia's doctrine. The general said that in the extraordinary statements, they will defend Russia and their allies with nuclear weapons if they're attacked anymore. And what are the neocons possibly going to do? Possibly going to attack more Russian forces on the border. And the Russians will probably set off some theater nukes. And then it could happen, folks. You ever think the globalists would fly planes into buildings? You ever think they'd attack Iraq and kill a million too? You ever think they'd be setting up police states and telling cops, go ahead and just beat random citizens up half to death and we'll back you? Did you ever think they'd be saying there's no more Fourth Amendment? Do you ever think any of this would be happening? They're just going for broke, and they're entering the most, it's not me saying this, it's every other analyst, Russian, U.S., British, NATO, that this is the greatest escalation. Now it's beginning to eclipse the Cuban Missile Crisis because this is a hot war. This could turn into nuclear war. I'm quoting them. And it's very, very, very serious. They are starting the Cold War again. By attacking Russian forces and slaughtering them and then telling the gullible, I don't think there's any depth, I don't think there's any bottom to the gullibility of the people of the West now. It is, you got a bunch of narcissists, a bunch of do as thou wilt, people completely obsessed with themselves, having no connection to the greater humanity, no connection to history or reality or facts. They know all about the sitcoms, all about their sports heroes, all about how to act tough and how to act cool and how to party and how to have as much sex as possible, but they have no idea about the real world and what humanity and the short life is all about. And I said I'd take your calls. We'll do it in the next segment, but I hope it's mainly about what I've been covering the last hour, because I'm going to go to your calls and go to them quickly when we come back, 1-800-259-9231 on this Thursday edition. But I am very... I've been saying for months and months and months, I have never felt in my intellect, in my spirit, in your subconscious, whatever you want to call it, because you know the subconscious is the majority of your mind, of your intellect, of your brain capacity. The cerebral cortex only is a narrow, focused blinders of looking through like a straw. It only gives you a limited perspective, but you know you can grasp the overall analysis. In your gut. Your gut is really your deeper analysis. You know, you're the true mind power. And you study history, you study facts, you integrate, you look at it, then you get a feeling. Like a woman gets a feeling about a guy being a creep, and 9 times out of 10 it's right. Or you get a feeling about a business deal being bad. You get a bad feeling, and when the light turns green, you say, I better not drive out there, and then suddenly a car zooms by at 80 miles an hour that would have killed you. Well, it's more than just a feeling. It's the facts. I have been saying for the last year, I have never felt this disquieted. Nothing ever came this close. The last time I felt something similar, which was only a glimmer of this, okay, was right before 9/11. That was like a Bic lighter's candle power. This is like a spotlight. And I've been saying, ladies and gentlemen, with the Iran situation, with Russia, with all of this building up, with bio attacks or terrorist attacks that they stage, something big is coming. And now we begin to get an idea of what that is. And my gut isn't even churning with anxiety. It's more of just a determination. As the incoming comes in, I know you're feeling it as well. It's not just the economy. It's not just the dollar. It's not just the police state. It's conflict. It's war. It's world government. It is such a dangerous time we're in. Stay with us.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, What are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. The network rebroadcasts from 9 to 1 a.m. For stations out there want to pick it up off the satellite or already picking up some of the daytime show. Also, we have a free podcast daily that's going out to about 60,000 people a day and growing by a couple thousand a week. Be sure and tell your friends and family about the free podcast. They can listen how they want, where they want, when they want, on whatever device they like, putting you completely in the driver's seat. There is also, of course, the fact that we restream the show for 20 hours after the live transmission ends each day at InfoWars.com. So you can tune into all the guests and callers and analysis and information. Again, I want to play that McCain clip one more time. This is McCain last night at a campaign speech. Now, he put out international press releases saying encircle Russia, get tough with Russia, sanction Russia. But then he throws it at the public to sound reasonable. "Hey, we just want to be reasonable. You know, we just snuck attack you," but he doesn't say that. And then he goes, you can't have countries invading other countries for no reason in the 21st century when Russia was attacked. Again, this, you don't just look at something geopolitically and say, "Well, I'm an American, screw those Russians." You look at the facts and go, okay, the U.S. snuck attack them through Georgia with U.S. troops. Tom Clancy's writing books and making video games about it 7 years ago about the U.S. launching ghost forces, you know, special forces to attack the Russians in Ossetia in an international zone where they've had peace. They just attacked them. And then they send Mikhail Shashvili onto Glenn Beck for 20 minutes, babbling, "It's 1984. They attacked us. Big brother, liberty, freedom. We're fighting evil. The New World Order is fighting evil. The New World Order wants to save you." I mean, bizarre. "We need to fight George Orwell. We need the New World Order." People see that and go, I get calls all the time. Well, Glenn Beck talks about the fight the New World Order and to fight Orwell, and then he supports every Orwellian system. I mean, it's just incredible. This is all Pentagon designed. I mean, believe me, only the Pentagon can get Shashvili on that show. Play McCain.
I don't think we're going to reignite the Cold War here with Russia. I think this is a very serious situation, but I don't see this as a return to nuclear standoffs, et cetera, et cetera. I want to have a dialogue with the Russians. I want them to get out of Georgian territory as quickly as possible, and I am interested in good relations between the United States and Russia. But in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations.
Why, Shashvili again.
But the point here is, it's not about me, it's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, told them.
And then he goes on to say Russia snuck attack them. I mean, this is, and people believe this stuff. Man. Oh. They are starting a new Cold War, but this isn't cold, this is hot. They are all over Russia's borders moving weapons in, all around them, in, what, 10 different nations at least, from the Stans right into Poland. And Russia is, stop it. Russia isn't expanding around the world, they're contracting. But Russia cannot be allowed to bring all that oil and natural gas to market, so they have to be encircled and shut down. And then the Georgian little dictator, and he is a dictator, I mean, he got elected in a staged election, but now he's set up a police state, secret arrest, banning independent media, running around with these big lectures about freedom. Well, let me tell you, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote 2 years ago, and he died, of course, last week, that Russia was being encircled and the U.S. was planning to start proxy wars against them. You can just type in Alexander Solzhenitsyn, click Google News, there's a whole bunch of mainstream articles about his article 2 years ago. And he predicted all of this because it's in public NATO documents that they were planning this. It's in the PNAC documents. Man, this is bad. Let's go to Thomas in Tennessee. For those that don't know, again, it's escalating, ladies and gentlemen. It is escalating. Russia is pulling back, and it's escalating. They're going to keep poking them. Thomas in Tennessee.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I just got an email from a friend of mine who was working with a guy who left what he was doing, working with computers, and go to work for FEMA. He just got an email this morning, and he emailed to me about a couple hours ago, and he said that FEMA is preparing for the possibility of continuity of government. And he said, it sounds pretty scary. He said, if you need me, come to Mount Weather and knock. I don't know what that means. But he said, they don't do this unless there's a reason. And he's, basically, the last thing he said was just start praying. So.
Well, they've got three battle fleets now, two more carrier task forces entering the Gulf. Israel's saying they might go ahead and hit Iran. You've got them attacking Russia. I mean, this is all, that's what I'm telling you. And I don't need to even hear that email from your friend to know that they need continuity of government. Every year they declare a new emergency. This is how the martial law grid goes in. They've got a Pentagon grid in with federalized police to control the population, and they're steering us towards a draft in World War III. And it's just so horrible what's happening. Do you have his email in front of you? You want to read it?
Yes.
I mean, listen, they didn't train 26,000 preachers to give sermons, being paid by FEMA for 3 years. We made it public 2 years ago, mainstream news a year ago. Again, everything we tell you is right, even before it's in the news. We know what we're talking about. To have them give sermons about turning your guns in, taking inoculations, letting your families be split up and going to FEMA camps. See, the attack, starting a war with Russia, is about the continuity of government, NORTHCOM, enslaving us. Staging the terror attacks and moving our troops in the Middle East was about menacing Russia. It's all part of a larger plan, folks. We're all under attack. Our government is gone. Read us the email.
He said, the subject is COG, and he said FEMA is preparing for the possibility of going to COG, and in parentheses, continuity of government mode.
Well, we're already in that, but that he means a higher degree.
Yeah, and he said it's scary, and the word scary with three exclamation points. If you need me, just come to Mount Weather and knock. I will let you in.
Yeah, right.
You have to use the secret knock. If you don't know, Anton will show you. Maybe I shouldn't, hey, jokes here, maybe I shouldn't have showed a Russian that knock. And he said, seriously, they're really getting ready. They don't do that unless there's a reason. Then he says, the last thing he said was, time to start praying, and he leaves his name.
But, I mean, do you know him?
My friend that I go to college with works in a computer department, and he left a few months ago to go work for FEMA. Obviously, he had some people there that already was inviting him to go work there because, you know, they're computer tech guys.
Well, they've got Adam and Eve centers all over the country with 5,000 people per facility. They can live for several years underground, nuclear reactors powering underground railway systems that are declassified, probably much bigger than what they tell us, in fact, undoubtedly. This is how they get the police state. This is how they get us into a horrible war where we rally around them so they can hurt us even worse. And, hey.
Well, Mount Weather, I looked up the some of the different areas they have, and they have, like, different Raven Rock and Mount Pony. And this is over in the western part of Virginia near Virginia Tech.
Then they got Side R over in Maryland. Yeah. They got the Briar Green Hotel, which used to have the connections to the railways. They've closed that one, the underground railways.
Well, I don't, depending on how long it's going to take, we just got the email. It could be, you know, who knows, this week, next week, next month.
Well, they don't even need to start a full war with Russia, and I appreciate your call. Just getting the government scared, getting their minions scared. They'll do anything now. Bringing more of the shadow government into control. It was the shadow government, continuity of government program, and the five jumbo jets flying around that coordinate that. That's what Papal Enemies covers, part of it. Burmese's new film that gets into all that. By having that in place and expanding it, they get to basically get even greater control over the rest of the federal agencies. Isly in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. I've just got a really bad feeling.
No, I know. It's getting rough. Everything's coming to a head. On our side, too, though, I mean, I think we've got a lot of things to be positive about. I mean, there's a lot of people awake because of you and because of Jesse Ventura. And, you know.
Yeah, you know, Jesse says he's got to be out of the country by November, and then he won't really say why. He just says he doesn't want to be here for the election. I mean, everybody in the know is leaving the country. I keep telling people that.
Yeah, no, I know. It's,
I mean, you had to have it, you black ski-mask idiots. All of you that serve the system. You had to have it, didn't you? You had to let evil take over and sell us on torture of children and sell us on all this crap. We have these murderers that carried out 9/11 running things. It isn't going to end when Obama gets in or whoever. It's going to go on and on. But there's this no looks reason. Like it may not even be an election if this continues.
There's no reason for all this. It's absolutely crazy. But there is one thing I want to talk to you about, Alex, is that we got to make a big presence in Minnesota. I see that there's only like 8,000 and some close to 9,000 tickets sold, and it's like 15,000 people, you know, that need to show a presence there. And
well, we need those 15,000 people to go out and hand out Terror Storm DVDs and call every talk show and say we don't want war with Russia. The U.S. attacked Russia to start this. What we need is for people to call every talk show, go on every blog, every message board, tell their neighbors we don't want a war with Iran. And, people can go to the Ron Paul thing. That's fine and dandy. You know, the point here is we're kind of getting past all that time now, folks. I mean, this is the danger zone. This is it.
Alex, I mean, it'll be all over CNN, though, and everything else, and people do need to see that, I mean, I think.
They do. They do. I'm supporting it. I have them on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to real quick point everybody to the website rallyfortherepublic.com.
Is that your website?
It's a T-shirt that we made in honor of you and in honor of Jesse Ventura and Ron Paul.
Oh, really? What's on it?
It's just you three guys in front of an American flag looking real cool. And then it says Rally for the Republic 2008 at the bottom.
And it's Rally for the Republic T-shirt?
.com.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Oh, God. I'm just depressed, folks. I'm not even depressed. I'm just... People think evil's cute. They think it's all funny. They think lying's funny. They think all this corruption's funny. It isn't funny, folks. None of it's funny. We're all going to get hurt real bad before this is over.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order has put us all in the danger zone, and it's not cute, it's not funny, it's not Tom Cruise wearing aviator glasses, it's not Goose dying. It's death camps. It's forced inoculations. It's devil dogs having their way with you. Foreign mercenaries, aggravated felons swelling the ranks of our military. Spreading the dark wings as they shove the tyranny into overdrive. The birth of world government is upon us. to be born out of blood and war, sorrow and lies. Five aircraft carrier battle groups lining up. Russian military bases hit in a sneak attack. Georgian dictator calls for world government and says that's the good guys. Top Russian general threatens nuclear strikes if any more aggression is taken against Russian forces. The U.S. answers by moving in U.S. military and mercenaries. They are massing their conventional weapons in Tbilisi, just 30 miles south of Ossetia. U.S. forces, NATO forces, and Israeli forces are massing in Ukraine, Czechoslovakia, and Poland. Large contingents of troops are being pulled out of South Korea. You want war? You want tyranny? All you tough guys out there. You want MIRV ICBMs incinerating your families? You may just get what you want, nation of 50 million abortions. This nation of wickedness. This nation of lies. This nation where we garb our police in ring-wraith uniforms. You think evil is sexy? You think the stench of death is beautiful? Well, you're going to take a ride into the danger zone. All the tough guy U.S. military that's used to killing unarmed or untrained Muslims, well, you just had fun with the danger zone and an army that can actually fight back. And, you know, I hoped things would de-escalate, and I, last few days, said hopefully things will de-escalate, and instead they're massively escalating all of it. But Keith in Ohio disagrees, so you skip ahead of Elliot and Robert and Brent and Rod. Keith, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I appreciate all your research over the years and so forth. A couple things I really disagree with. Number one, the satanic music. You know, that's not going to help things, you know, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and so forth. But also, too, you know, I really appreciate a lot of your work and so forth, but the man-centered solutions won't really work. It has to be God-centered.
I need to go to
a preacher.
No, hold on, put him on hold. So I know, I need to go to one of the local 26,000 churches, which are under FEMA command, with federally written doctrine in Romans 13, let my children go into a death camp. I understand. Go ahead.
No, I don't preach that.
Yeah, I know, but see, if you say that on air, and people say, you know, turn it over to God, I have turned it over to God.
I am
speaking out against the New World Order.
I'm saying, having a few preachers that will preach the Word of God, like the Lord Jesus Christ said it, He is the authority. He said, and not you or any or me or anybody else, Luke 12:4. But I say unto you, see the ship is going down. There's only one thing, there's only one lifeboat. That is getting saved, people being washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I totally agree with you.
So,
and hold on a minute. What I'm saying is people need to realize, though, I'm not just going to say go to church. I need to explain to people that most of those are now FEMA command bunkers.
Oh, definitely. Satan's greatest work is a whole lot of this organized Christianity. But Jesus is good. The Bible is good. The old King James is good. So you need to have on a few preachers, like preaching Luke 12:4, where it says, and I say unto you, my friends, this is Jesus speaking, but be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can
do. But those
do.
That can kill the spirit.
Yeah, get cast into hell. So people need to get real and get real faith and get real repentance and get real with the Lord and get born again and get converted.
I appreciate your call, sir. We do have pastors on the show. You must not be listening. But I would get the beam out of your eye before you get the speck out of mine. This is a news show. It's exciting. It's aggressive. And it's successful against the New World Order. So say what you want. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep
out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Babylon is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
Sucking the children day by day. Babylon. Walmart, a vampire. Target, a vampire. Notice how they're doing better now that the economy's worse as everything shuts down around them. Their profits shoot to the roof, 17%. Everything they do consolidates, destroys, weakens, mutates. Deceiving the people continually. You know, I have had hundreds of liberals in person, hundreds in emails, hundreds of websites I've come across where they say, I never understood the Second Amendment until I heard Alex Jones depoliticize it and explain it. I never understood that abortion was bad until he explained it was eugenics and anti-human and had been sold as a false right. They have these corrupt Republicans say, oh, use it as a football, make it a political issue, and the Democrats think it's some type of sacrament. We've actually been able to convince a lot of people not to kill their children. There's a talk show host on this network who's admitted they were getting ready to abort their son until they heard this radio show. And that's because we understand the New World Order system. We understand the programming. We understand how to cut right past all that. And so all I hear is a bunch of King James this, King James that, which is great and just constant. You better get yourself right with God. But what does that mean? What does that mean? You need to get out of the churches and get on the streets. You need to not scream. I mean, every time I've seen, almost every time I've seen a street preacher, they're not loving, they're not focused, they're not strong. They're wild-eyed crazies screaming and yelling and spitting at people saying, don't murder your babies, don't abort them, blah, blah. You know, but if you came up to somebody with a flyer going, it's eugenics, it's a program, they want to rob you of family, it gives women cancer to have abortions, you get like a, depending on the study, a 5 to some study 8-fold increase in cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. You know, instead of really being smart about it, I mean, I know that I'm doing the best I can. And I know we're doing whatever we can to bring in the widest audience. You don't like rock and roll music on this show? Well, I didn't have it on this show for years. But to sound like mainline talk radio, to have worldly people tune in, this is a dynamic. And we got Bob Marley. We got all this mix of music, classical music, you name it. It's a mix of stuff of every genre, country. But people say I shouldn't have Merle Haggard on because he's not a Christian or whatever. I don't know if that's true. The point here is that I am doing what I'm doing, and that is it. And we are getting people to wake up and not kill their babies, not kill the fruit of their lives, the most wonderful blessing they'll ever have. You don't know till you have children. It is better than all the gold in the hills, every Lamborghini, every mansion. It's all just crud, dirty rag compared to the family. The only thing good in this world is the family. That's why they attack that heart of everything. The true, I mean, humans, a man doesn't make up the species. A woman doesn't make up the species. But a man and woman together do. They turn men against women, women against men, black against white, old against young. They bring us into these conflicts. Then they become self-fulfilling systems. When it is the individual with their family together, that's the true unit. The man, the woman, the son, the daughter, the grandchildren, that is a spiritual thing. That is a high thing. That is the greatest thing, the pinnacle, the heart of everything. You think you're safe from a corrupt government? Well, what type of people do we have in this country? Most of the population, warehouses, they're elderly. They let them die of bed sores covered in urine, even at the nicer in facilities. They warehouse them away as they sit there watching TV and dying in pain. They set up an economic system once they destroyed the family to where most people can't even afford to keep their parents at home. Or if you try, elder services comes and steals them from you and shepherds them off to euthanize them. You think they're going to stop with 50-plus million abortions? My detractors are so wicked, they go and find some 5-year-old show where I say 46 million, and they edit it together with me saying 50 million and say, look, he's lying. He won't even tell you the number of abortions. There's all manner of deception going on against us, folks. But you should listen to the show and listen to all of it and truly gauge the fullness of what we're doing here. I burn with a desire to sacrifice myself in the fight against tyranny. That means in my time, my energy, my name. I burn with sorrow. Oh, it hurts bad to know that everywhere tyranny is abusing innocents that are dumbed down, poisoned, brain damaged by the chemicals, the biologicals we're all under attack by. I know that everywhere the weak are cornered, being ripped apart, being tortured. Their cries are like beautiful music to the ears of their sadistic, psychopathic dungeon keepers. I see the public seduced by evil, seduced by darkness at every turn. Rivers of blood and pus and pain pour out across the planet. Everything beautiful is defaced. Genetic engineered, cross species, organisms are spreading into every facet of the biosphere, the atmosphere, into the ocean, into the trees, into the dirt, into the ground, into our bodies, into our genetics. This is pure evil. This is pit of hell evil just is coming into life and beauty and honor in the natural order of things like a mad bull on PCP just frothing and slicing and bashing in a china shop. Their minions, their little New World Order gremlins take each piece of china with pleasure and just smash it on the ground. But it isn't china. It's little children. It's women. It's men. It's individuals. It's families. It's cultures. It's biological systems. The very fabric, the very heart, the very core. When New World Order says they're gods, they say that they are remaking the world in their image, and it is their image. It is a blasphemous, stinking, reeking, scrofulous vortex of death and pain and anguish. It is a dimensional shift into hell. It is the gates of Hades being opened. And all the anxiety you feel isn't about the economy. It isn't about biological weapons threats. It isn't about nuclear threat. It isn't about, that's all just window dressing. It is the, your soul feeling the cold, wicked darkness and the stench of death and the mirthful, demonic smiles of our enemies as they rampage around all of us, deluding and twisting and seducing. And all of the sellouts, these soulless individuals, these animated marionettes, painted dolls, puppets only driven by mindless ego, aggression, and competitiveness, the Glenn Becks, the Michael Savages, the Rush Limbaughs, the Hillary and Bill Clintons, all of them, the George Bushes, the Jiang Zemins, the Vladimir Putins. Vladimir Putin is undoubtedly a wicked man, but you look at him, he looks scared. He looks like he stared into the depths of freezing ninth circle of hell. But you look at our Western politicians, they're giggling, smirking, just radiating weakness and filth. And that's why they grasp at power, and it evaporates in their hands as fast as they grab it. They're all caught up in a lie. They're all being led towards destruction. They think they're being offered advanced life extension technologies and some utopia after they cull our numbers. In fact, I had a comment here on the message board. Let me find it. It was in one of these multiple stacks. I want to read it, and we'll go to your calls. I think I'm going to push back that vaccine guest a little bit, but that's so important. We've got to cover that in depth at least once a week. There have been a lot of new developments. Where was that comment? I wanted to read it. I gotta find the page that the comment is on. Oh, I'll just oh, here it is. I found it. Okay, now this is standard. This is what I get from university professors and think tank operatives and people who've been let in on the fringes of the war planning against the species. They're altering the species against the, it's like a virus, a mental spiritual virus has been introduced by an outside entity. This is basically what Christianity's saying. Call it what you want. It's going on. And it is spiritual. It transcends. It's outside of even human activity. It manifests and everyone recognizes this at their core. Like a virus has been introduced that is designed to destroy us. That is designed to accelerate our destruction. That is designed to unleash the worst in us. And I wanted to read you this quote. The New World Order sounds great. Think about it. This is what Philip James Bagge said. The New World Order sounds great. Think about it. These people are much smarter than us. They need us to perform a function that our tiny minds cannot comprehend. Once this has been put into effect for a couple of generations, it will be a beautiful system that will have a great function in the universe. Now think of the jealousness, think of the enviousness, the covetousness, the greediness of saying, yeah, we're going to exterminate the majority of you and bring in a world tyranny to do it, and we're going to control the future, but it's because we're going to build something beautiful in the future. But all you build is death and destruction now. That's a sick pipe dream, a delusion. And you read a lot of the criminology of psychopaths torturing and killing people, and they go, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. To them, dead dogs covered with maggots are beautiful. See, it's a spiritual thing. To a person who loves life and beauty and green fields and the stars and life and everything good, it's horrible and stinks. To them, it smells good. They have a taste for it. And that's what they always say. They always say, well, Alex, the leader in power, doesn't that show that survival of the fittest, evolution, they deserve to be in power? They deserve to dominate. It's their rightful place to direct us because they cared enough to get into power and control. That they have the grand vision. Well, look at the public, a bunch of idiots. Well, yes, and the elite tries to intensify that and make that worse instead of uplifting. Because the elite thinks they're all individuals, doesn't know they're all interconnected to everybody else. And they believe in total selfishness and do as thou wilt. So they want the final, ultimate revolution of creating a world police state, exterminating the majority of us, and then moving on to the stars. Talk about megalomania. I mean, have you read what Kurzweil says? Have you read what Bill Joy says? Have you read what people in the elite say? Have you read the Pentagon war plans, the futurist Pentagon planners, what they say they're going to build? This is it. And to say that because they're dominant and have taken over a society, that gives them a right to rule, well, I mean, again, the analogy, the parallel is cancer. You have a cancer, and it races through the body, it spreads, it replicates, it takes over the organs, and it breaks the function of the group organism, and then the main organism stops to function, and the tissues, or the different colony groups, working in conjunction, fail, and the organism, the group organism, the communal colony, that's what you are, dies. But if the cancer had a intelligence, if it was aware, it would be delusional. It would see the tissue it was invading as an enemy and think, look at me, I'm taking over, I'm running everything, I'm dominant, survival of the fittest, I'm the best, I'm wonderful, I'm great, I'm good. And the elites have, you know, really answered these statements before and said, well, no, we're going to control that. And you know, sure, we do spread like a cancer, but that's only to destroy the original body. We're going to forge something new. I mean, this is really a dark vision, a dark dream, a nightmarish, hellish entity. An expression of the group consciousness, whatever you want to call it, it isn't good. It brings doom. 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 Do you know what doom is? The word doom? Let me get the definition of doom. Let's go to Google. Let me type in doom. Let me do definition or I'll get a name. Definition of doom. Let me give you the definition of doom. Inevitable destruction or ruin. Fate, especially a tragic one or ruinous one. A decision or judgment, especially an official condemnation to a severe penalty. Judgment Day, a statute or ordinance. You kill 50 million of your own babies, you can rationalize it any way you want. Death has been released. A statute or ordinance. See, we have broken the ordinance, especially one in force in Anglo-Saxon England, the condemnation to ruination or death. Destined to an unhappy end. An unpleasant or disastrous destiny. Everyone was aware of the approaching doom, but was helpless to avoid it. That's unfortunate, but it isn't the end of the world. Or is it? An event or a course of events that will inevitably happen in the future. Decree or designate beforehand. She was destined to become. Pronounce a sentence in a court of law. He was condemned to 10 years in prison. He was doomed. The collection of rules imposed by authority. Civilizations. Doom. 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 Doom.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's roll through your calls a little bit faster here. Who's up next, John? I got so many. Elliot in Ohio, then Robert and many others. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, my first point is I think everyone who's listening, we all need to email and call our congressmen, our senators. We need to give them this information of how Georgia attacked Russia first, not the other way around. We really need to push this because now I'm a little bit worried just like you, Alex, because I know what this would lead to. It's kind of scary. It's not what I want to see, and I don't think it's what everyone else in America wants to see, you know, nuclear fallout and all that. And the other point is, it's kind of more directed to you, actually, Alex. Now, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half now. And, yeah, like, I totally agree with you. I've read all the documents, too, about how the New World Order, all these elitists, are cultists. And, yeah, they do tend to go towards Crowley's philosophy. Now, I've come across, you know, many people in Cincinnati, because there is a huge pagan community in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they know about all this, Alex. And they're not, you know, like selfish people. I mean, of course that philosophy will drive some to a selfish
nature. Well, that's low level people. That's low level people, and then they'll quote never get the power. So see, they're seen as idiots and a joke. In fact, Anton LaVey said that.
Yeah.
You know, they say, we're not into violence, we're not into sacrifice, we're not into all this. Oh, we're good, it's all lies. And then, meanwhile, their head Satanists laugh at them and say, look at those idiots. I mean, it's just delusional. They are attracted to that, and they can't be honest with themselves about that.
But see, that's the thing. The community that I've come across are not led by anyone. They're all, in a sense, philosophical individuals.
Yeah, they're all on their own power trip. And, you know, they can all make up and deceive themselves and say, we're not part of anything evil. We're actually fighting corruption and control. You know, all Satanists are diverse. No, it's not diverse.
But they're not Satanists. That's the thing. The Satanists go towards Anton LaVey. The community I've come across are either Wiccans, which is the right-hand path where you have all the deities like, you know, Nuit, Hadith, and, you know, all those entities. And then you have the Thelemites, Crowleans, who are all, we are all gods of our own universes. And yes, that does tend to breed a selfish nature with do as thou wilt should be the law.
Look, it's a bunch of people on mindless power trips, and I appreciate your call. Let me tell you something. You start loving other people and you start wanting to sacrifice yourself, you're going to get real power. You have no idea. You understand? And believe me, once you then are actually good and actually are a powerful person, you are humbled. You are humbled by the way your intellect opens up, the way you understand things. These stupid little occultists are weak. I've talked to them. They get into Dungeons and Dragons. They get into mythological imaginary worlds. They sit in little dirty apartments imagining they have all this power. Okay, they play in imaginary worlds. The higher level, the globalist, do have power, and they're totally wicked and dark. People say, well, the Druids, you know, they were into human sacrifice, control. Every culture did this. Humans do the same thing, whether it's the Aztecs or the Druids or the Babylonians. It doesn't matter what group it is. This ends up happening. This ends up manifesting. Now, you can call it whatever you want. It is a human manifestation. It happens. And cultures that get into this fall apart. Cultures that, and every culture had a form of human sacrifice, like the Vikings, the Norse, the Russians. The Russian just means the red, the northerners. You know, they would burn their wives when they would die. They'd be thrown in the fire. It is a sick thing that humans do, and it needs to stop. We are predators, and we predate. That's a word. We engage in predatory activity against our own species. Okay? Period. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.